Today's daf brought to you outside of Chomot Johannesburg is daf Vov, and we are holding beneath the middle point of the daf. Omer Avuna me'et le'et shebenida. So we've been talking all along about me'et le'et shebenida being a din specifically in Truma v'Kutch. But the truth is, not everybody agrees that it applies to both Truma and Kachin. In fact, Amar Avuna, Me'et Leit Shebenida is only a din in Kodesh, not a din in Truma. So in other words, it's even less than we thought, according to Ravuna. So how is that possible? In Chagiga, we have a list of all of the ma'alot of Chomer v'Kodesh v'Truma. And it doesn't say a word over there that one of the things that Kodesh is more chomer in is that a me'et leit shebenida will be tamei Kodesh and not truma. So, I mean, it's impossible. This is such a blazing issue that to leave it out of the list of the ma'alot of chomer b'Kodesh would be outrageous. Therefore, it can't be true what he's saying. So how do you explain that? So why doesn't it say it in the list of ma'alot in Chagiga? Says the Gemara, no, because Kikatani Echadi Itle Drora the Tuma. Remember, Chomer B'Kodesh is a list of dinim that are chumras in actual cases of Tuma. You're making a mistake if you think that there's any reality to the Tuma of a retroactive Tuma in a Me'es L'Yes. There is no Tuma there whatsoever. The whole thing is a joke. Of course we're semech 100% that if there would have been dam there before, we would have found it. That Anisha is Margisha Ba'atzma. This whole thing is an absurd exaggeration, which is a chashash bi'alma, not based on Dinei Tuma. It's insupportable in terms of Dinei Tuma. So where do we list the dinim of the ma'alot? That's davka ki katani echadi itle drora de tuma. That's only where it has something to do with real tuma. So this is a chumra, will apply real tuma over here. But there's absolutely zero basis for being chayshish for reality as tuma. Therefore, it's not listed. So echad aleka, the letle drora de tuma. Lokatani. We don't bother listing such things. There's many chumras that there might be, but this is not a chumra, even though we call it metame meitleit. It's not a chumra that's based on the underlying dinim of tuma. And we've seen many times that the takonas derabonan have to have some basis in a structure that's found elsewhere in order for you to import them and to utilize them. They always need a mechanism where you have something that is a gzera bi'alma. You cannot call it tuma when it lacks the mechanism of being consistent with the dinam of chazaka, being consistent with the dinam of lo machzikin and isura, being consistent with the fact that there would be no reason whatsoever for us to think that there's real tuma. So this is a construct. A construct is not a mile. A construct is a completely different issue. All are nogea, real applications in which this case in a different circumstance would have been tamei. It happens to be in this circumstance it isn't. Legabe Hekdesh will be machmer by Kodesh. So over there it's called a malot. Tosfos points out that there's two separate lists in Chagiga. One that have drawer of the tomb of the right, there's a lashon of the Gemara there. And one that doesn't have drawer of the tuma, do you write them? But he says that over here we're talking about no drawer of tuma whatsoever. There was no suffix of tuma at the time that she's being a sekes petaras. No possible reason for her to be a mafsika. And therefore, we're not going to call that a tuma because it's irrelevant. The malos of tuma is, okay, here's what to do when you're handling kodesh. What is she supposed to do when she's handling kodesh? There's no basis for any change in her behavior whatsoever. Meitfen. The Gemara asks now on Ravuna, who claims that the din of Me'et Leit Shebenida is only going to affect Kodesh and not Truma. And here it says Beferish, Magi Mitam'a Ochlin Mashki. Now, if it's already listing the objects that she's Mitam'a, it's saying Ochlin Mashki, If you want to tell me specifics, then you got to say at this point, Oklin Umashkin of Kodesh. When you say the word Oklin Umashkin without any kind of further adjective, then you're clearly saying Bein Kodesh Bein Truma, no? I mean, my love, Bein De Kodesh Bein De Truma. Okay, so Ravuna will say, look, that's not 100% the Raya. It's still, you're right, it's a little bit weird, but it could still mean that you're meant to fill in the blanks. So maybe it's only Kodesh. Tashma, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Af B'Sha'at Averatan Milecho B'Truma, note, B'Truma. Rabbi Yehuda adds that there's supposed to be a bedika, a takon of a bedika for a woman, to check herself after she's finished eating truma. Truma, not kodesh. The avinon ba. And we asked over there, why should she check? She ate the truma, I understand. So what does she want to know? There's no truma left. It's in her tummy. And what difference does it make at this point? Maida hava havi, whatever was, was. And Rav Chisda explained over there that lo nitzricha ela letaken shirayim shebifaneha. Whatever leftovers are there, she has to know whether or not they had become tummy, so that this way she can know. She makes a bedika. She knows what her status is. But, I mean, it's talking about truma. And you said there's no such thing as truma. Ravuna says, no, you have a misreading over there. It is not talking about to discover whether the din of Tuma Me'idla 8 affected the Truma that's Bifaneha. It's talking about burning the Truma Bifaneha. Because it's not talking about a Tuma Me'idla 8, it's talking about real Tuma. How is there real Tuma that could possibly affect something that had already passed by making a bedika now? So now you have to know, we're going to see a lot of detail about this later on, that the halacha of the 8 to 8 is dafka where a certain minimum amount of time passed between the moment that she has to be chosheshes and her bedika. So if she does a real bedika, then by definition, that takes too long for there to be ever a lisrof tuma. But there is something called kishur veset, not to be confused with the word veset, which means a menstrual period, but kishur veset, that which is considered to be within the instantaneous same period. That's what it means, veset, not veset of menses. Now, over there, the halacha is, let's say she just wipes herself. Doesn't do a real bedika. Bechorin u'besedakin. If there's dam within the split second when she lets go of the truma and gets blood now on the checking, on this bedika, then we're metame not alstadin of me'id leid. There we're metame 100% tuma, and we will burn. If we're going to burn Kodesh, then obviously it's going to affect Truma. We're going to burn the Truma also, because this is not considered to be the same as the question of Me'id Leid. Since it was Kishir Veset, then we understand that that defines the present. Remember, the present is always an extended present. There's no such thing as the present. There's no way to split time to be the present. So what is the Shir that we mean by the present when it comes to the Dinam of Bedika? Kishir Veset. Therefore, says Ravuna, that's talking about a takana, not to be metame the truma that was left in front of her because of being itle 8. That's talking about lisrof shirayim shebiyadeah, to actually burn whatever was left over, and it must, of course, be talking about shebat ka'atzma kishur veset. Over there, it's not mi'itle 8. Toshma, okay, look. What about this? Ma'asev asar Rebbe ki Rebbe Eliezer. Once Rebbe relied on Rebbe Eliezer. Now, remember that Rebbe Eliezer says, later on, Arba Nashim Dayan Shatra. One out of the four was postmenopausal. That's the way we took it, Zekena. However, Rebbe Eliezer himself adds in that Mishnah that what defines menopause? Missing three periods. What do you mean? She's 20 years old, misses three periods. It's not zekena. It is, says Rabbi Eliezer. That's zekena. If she starts singing again, fine, but it's the same halach. having missed three periods, she's considered to be Mesulekadam. Now, we don't paskin like that. Rebbe once actually relied on that to say Dayashaita on a woman who had missed three periods. Then he realized, that's only like Rebbe Eliezer. Well, he said, Leachrish in his car, after he remembered, he said, okay, it's not so bad, you know. Gedayu Rebbe Eliezer, the smoke up in Shatat Chak. I mean, when things are really tough, which would mean I'd have to call up people and say I was wrong, you know, forget it, but we already, see, it doesn't really mean that. Sort of. So we'll rely on Rebbe Eliezer. Now, we asked over there, what do you mean after he remembered? I mean, what did he remember? If he remembered that the halacha is not like Rebbe Eliezer, then he does have to make the phone calls, no? So if he remembered that we paskin not like Rebbe Eliezer, and we paskin on Libet Rabbanan, so what do you mean b'shat atzak? How can he rely on it because he already gave the psak, so therefore he doesn't have to make a phone call? So echi avi kavate, how could he rely on it? So therefore it must mean that after he remembered that there never had been a definitive psak in this issue, that law, there was no itmar yilchata lo kamar v'lo kamar. Nobody ever paskid. Not like Rebbe Eliezer, not like Rabban. So therefore, he thought he was free to paskid like Rebbe Eliezer. Then he remembered, but lemaisi have a rabim against Rebbe Eliezer. It was not a yachid. So he was nizkar delav yachid polagale. El a rabim pligale. So he said, since there wasn't the real psakid, I have Rebbe Eliezer to rely on him b'shatat chak, meaning I don't have to tell everybody that it was a mistake. Okay. Now, all of this is only relevant to us for one simple reason. Rebbe was after the Churban Beit HaMikdash. In which case, this psak must have been a psak vis-a-vis Truma. And we were worried about Daya Shaita for Truma. But according to Rav Huna, there is no din of Tumah L'mafreya L'gabe Truma, only L'gabe Kodesh. So how do you explain that? See, Amrit Bishlama, if you're going to tell me, okay, that Latruma, so Aina Davoy Truma Bimei Rebbe, understand that there was Truma. But Yamit Lakodesh, how was there Kodesh Bimei Rebbe? There was already no Beit HaMikdash. Mi Havit? Says the Gemara, yes. Kidiula. Diomrula Chavraya Matkan Begalila. Just like today, there's people who believe they're messiahs in Tzfat. There used to be people in those days of the Galil. Well, actually, the Galil, since the Zohar says that Mashiach comes from the Galil, they figured they better be ready for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So they would actually be Shomer as real Kodesh, wine, flour for the Tzachim, the Nachas. So because of that, there was such a thing, Bimei Rebbe. So what he was saying, he was relying on Gabi Kodesh, maybe. But you can't prove that Rav Huna is wrong from here. The Omar Ula Chavraya Matkan Begalila. The Chaverin, the Talmidei Chachomim, Makbet on Trumas, on Tumah V'Tayra, would be careful to make Kodesh actually Tohar in the Galil. So then that could be that Okinami Bimei Rebbe, just like we find that Ula says that in his time. So maybe this was going on in the time of Rebbe. Okay, so how about this? Tashma. Ma'aseh shifchato shel Rabbi Gamliel. It's not clear which Rabbi Gamliel is this, whether it's Rabbi Gamliel of Zoken, it's Rabbi Gamliel of Yavne. But in any event, there was, here it's irrelevant because we know what it was talking about. It was talking about Truma. Rabbi Gamliel's maid was baking kikarot shel Truma. She was baking loaves. It sounds like regular Truma. Now, each time that she took a loaf, she would wash her hands off, so there'd be no dough on her hands. And then she was madechet yada b'mayim, and then she would do a bedika to see if she had become tameya. When she got to the last challah, b'achrona batka, so after she finished the last bread, she was batka atzman, she found out that she was tameya. So she went and asked, "Bat v'shalat Rabbi Gamliel, so what do I do now?" And Rabbi Gamliel said to her, "Well, they're all tameh." She said to him, "Rebbe, what do you mean they're all tameh? But I've checked between every single loaf." What do you think, I'm an idiot? So he said, "Oh, okay, so in that case, so then you only have to worry about that one." But anyway, what is it talking about? Tumah l'mafreya. He was ready to be mitameh everything. Huh?
How did she even ask?
She's a good girl. So she was ready to be, maybe she thought there was no din of Tumah l'mafreya b'chlal, maybe. And it was only a chashash on the betoch of Esser. But anyway, so it says over here, katani miyad, what's important to us, it says kikrot shal truma. So truma means that there's a problem of retroactive tuma, even legabe truma b'yalma, not only by Kodesh. Ah, you know what truma means over here? The truma of lachmei teira. That's what it means. Which means Kodesh. Truma lachmei teira. I understand. If it's truma of lachmei teira, how is she baking it? Because the truma of lachmei teira was actually, you went into the Beit HaMikdash with your 40 chalot, and you took off one of each type for the Kohen, and it had been baked before. It's not going to be baked afterwards, so how could we be talking about truma of lachmei teira? If she was baking it in advance, then it wasn't Kodesh yet. What crazy person would go make a Kodesh now before you bring it to the Beit HaMikdash? So this makes no sense to say it's truma. Must have been regular truma. Because truma lachmei teira ba'afiya, my boy, what's it doing there? Not true. Because it happens to be that if somebody was mafrish the truma from the lachmei teira from dough, it's still kosher. I'll prove it to you. The afrishina b'lishayu ki odi omer of tuvi bar of katina lachmei teira. Look at this. This makes no sense. He says if you make all your lachmei teira instead of 40 chalot, 10 of each type, you make 4 chalot. Sounds like you got this gigantic challah, 4 of them, which includes all the different types. Of course, it includes matzah, rakik, and so on. You'd be yotze. And we asked, what do you mean you'd be yotze? Doesn't it say you need 40? Habayin and arbayin. So he explained, well, that's only lechatchila. That's only for a mitzvah, but it's not ma'akid. But we asked him, habayin and afrushi truma minayim. But how, if you have a whole challah, how could you take out the truma for the kohen from a whole challah? And don't try to tell me v'chitei ben amafish prusami kochad v'chad, you cut each one of the 4 chalot and you take off 10% from each one so that the 40 becomes now the same. That wouldn't be good, because the Torah says achad omer achmana, which means you need an entire challah. Shelo yitol prusa, you cannot take a piece of a challah for lachmei teira. So therefore, you're not making any sense, because there'd be no way to take it out of 4 big chalot. And we answered that it's talking about the afreshin and bilishayu. What it means is you made a dough that was big enough for all 10, but you didn't bake it. So if you take out some of that dough, and now you're baking it, and that was the case. Maybe that was the case. So she was baking the truma, meaning the truma of the chalot todah, which was kadesh, and it wasn't nogea truma, it was nogea kachim. Okay. I'll let you get away with that. But what are you going to do about the next case? Tashma. There was a maisa again with Rabbi Gamliel's maid. Shaita gafa chaviyot shel yayin. She was putting covers on these wine barrels, and anytime she touched the barrel, finished putting on the top, she would wash her hands, and she would be bodeket herself to make sure that she hadn't been re'adam in between, in order not to be metamic. In this case, now she got to the 10th barrel of wine, she's bodeket matzat miyah. She comes and asks Rabbi Gamliel, so what's the din? And he says, all of the barrels are tamic. Kulan tameot. So she says to him, but how could that be? Halo b'dikai tali bin kol achat v'achat. So he says to her, oh, you're wonderful. So imkein hi tameyav kulan toro. It's only the last one. So now again, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, this is wine of Kodesh that was meant for the Nesachim. You can't say that, because iyamet bishlama. Look, there are two cases that are exactly the same. So what the heck was the question? Why in the world would she go back and ask about this, the same question? So if you tell me now, look, one of these was truma, one of these was kachim. So then I thought, okay, so she thought maybe it was only kumla gami kedesh. Asked that one first. Then when she found out that the second mice happened, so she said, well, how about for truma? Is it the same din? And he said, yes. But then that would prove that Ravuna is wrong. But if you're going to tell me that both of them, they're both cases of Kodesh, so why would she go back and ask again? Lamali lamahadir v'lishayle. because it wasn't the same age. There's another lashon which Rav Huna has quoted differently. That Rav Huna says meit leitshibedinaz betame bein lekodesh bein letruma. On the contrary, and this is how we paskin, and mimai. How do I know that that's true? Says Rav Huna, because if it was only a din kodesh and not a din truma, it would have appeared in the Mishnah Malot of Chumras of Kodesh over Truma in Masechet Chagiga. And since it does not appear there, that says to me that it's the same whether it's Kodesh or Truma. Omele Reb Nachman, how can you say that? Vatani Tana Le Kodesh Avalola Truma. But it says otherwise in the Braita. Kibla Mine Reb Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak. Reb Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak was makabel that Braita and was mefarish it properly. When it says Kodesh Avalola Truma, it doesn't mean Kodesh literally. It means Chulin Shenazu Al Taharat Kodesh and not Chulin Shenazu Al Taharat Truma. So we have really four madrigot. We have real Kodesh, real Truma. Beneath that we have Chulin that is being treated as if it's Kodesh. And beneath that we have Chulin that's being treated as if it's Truma. What this Braita was saying, it was referring to the lower two levels of Chashash. So it was saying L'Kodesh V'L'Truma, meaning it's if the Chulin and Znas Al Taras HaKodesh were Machmana, that it's be Mikabel Tuma in a Tuma Me'eklet Shebenida. But if it's only Chulin, Shanas Al Taras Truma, but wasn't really Truma, of course if it's really Truma, obviously it would be Mikabel, according to this approach of Rav Huna. But if it's Chulin, Shanas Al Taras Truma, then it would not be. Gentlemen, take your seats. Start your engines. Come on. Whoa. Okay, so you've caught up on all of last night's? My voice being as powerful. There's no better example, Johnny, of the idiocy of this magazine than this parenthesis, secular, democratic, Western stupidity. You're taking Gabi's seat. I need to see him. What happened to your place?
We're sitting at.